telescope.
What?
What is that?
What's what?
What are these? What are these for?
Those are monitors. They're just I got monitors because you brought up a really good point a few weeks ago about Tyler being in here and not really being much of a security guard if he's in here doing the podcast. So
of course,
I thought if he's going to be in here, we ought to get him some monitors so we can actually see everything that's going on with security cameras.
But picking a scope in, that's not the point. The point is so that he can go downstairs and be a security guard, not that he can have monitors up here. I mean,
okay.
Picking a scope in.
I'm just trying to solve a problem here, you know? I mean, it's a surprise for him. He doesn't know yet, so when he comes up, I mean, he's going to be happy.
I don't think he will. I mean, it's not going to be any kind of a thing. All right, guys. What is this?
Just monitors.
Are you replacing me with computers, Biggest Corbett?
No.
Bill?
No, he thought...
That's it. They always told me computers would come from my job.
That's...
And now look at it.
It's not it. It's not it.
Son of a gun.
That is not it,
Tyler. You see, Biggin' the Scorpane, do you see the kerfuffle you just caused?
Oh, my God. I was just trying to do something nice.
So replacing my job is something nice?
How dare you, Biggin' the Scorpane? You're taking the man's job, Biggin' the Scorpane.
All I want to do is be a security guard. That's it. I just want to be a security guard.
We live in a society where you're taking away livelihoods. And the fact of the matter is, neither one of us are going to stand for it, Biggin' the Scorpane. I am absolutely disgusted by you.
Are we done?
Hey, are those monitors Tyler can watch downstairs?
Yeah, that's... It's what they were supposed to be, but I guess I'll be taking them out.
Is that what you... These are monitors so I can watch... Be a security guard and do the show?
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
That's awesome. Zelly, thank you so much.
You are a class act, Zelly. Fantastic work. Just incredible.
Come on!
I can't wait to get dirty! Baby. No holds barred with Bill being a show. Wanna get filthy right now?
Testing 1, 2. Testing. Are the microphones working? I can't seem to hear out of my monitor. Check.
Okay, but they are working.
Check microphone. Check. Czechoslovakia.
I can hear you, Bill.
Writing a check to the local bank. Let me check on that for you. Check. Microphone check.
I can hear you, Bill. The microphone's working.
Check. Cannot be cashed. Check.
The microphone is working.
Check. Well, I can't hear, Big on the Scorpane. I can't.
Okay.
Monitor.
Okay, hang on. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. When I hooked up Tyler's monitors, I forgot to plug your... I had to unplug... It just... The cord that I had wasn't long enough, so I had to unplug yours and
You unplug my headset?
In, and then I forgot to plug yours back into a new one. Hang on one second here.
Why would you unplug my headset, Biggin' the Scorpane? I need the headset for the podcast.
Okay, try it now.
Check. Okay, I can hear myself now.
Cool.
But now the whole rhythm of the show's thrown off because I didn't do my intro. I was too busy checking the microphone that I couldn't hear because you unplugged my thing because you got a monitor for Tyler. What are we doing here?
I'll tell you what we're doing here. Stopping bad guys before they even start. Okay? Listen up, bad guys. You want to come into my territory? I got eyes and ears all over this place. Actually, there's not really any ears because our sound system doesn't have the audio portion. At least I don't have it in my headphones.
Yeah.
Is that something we can fix, Biggin' the Scorpane?
Well, at the moment, you're doing the podcast, so I have the audio from the security feed muted. So you can't listen to both because you only have two ears and a headphone. The headphones only cover one portion of the sound. I can't... If I spliced the audio of the security feed into your headset, that means it would be coming through for everybody, and the entire show would just hear random noises. They'd probably, you know, hear Jennifer cleaning stuff. You know, they'd probably hear, like, who's the person downstairs? Who's the intern? Okay? I've never met him. I don't know who this intern is. Zelly, did you hire the intern for reception?
No, I thought that was you.
Who is this guy? We just have somebody answering phones and we've never met him? We don't know. What?
Bane. You do hire people all the time. Okay, you hired Tito. All right, you promoted Jennifer, so I would assume you would have filled the spot. You've been hiring people quite a bit and promoting and doing all kinds of things lately. A lot of changes.
Things that we needed.
If you would like, I can go downstairs and introduce myself.
Okay,
I could even bring him up here and we could have a conversation with him.
No, don't bring him up here.
Yeah, it's a bad idea.
I'd rather not have that happen. Like, gross.
No kidding.
It's like Kevin all over again. Oh, we don't want that.
Do not want Kevin again.
No, if you want to go downstairs, introduce yourself. That's fine. Totally fine. But when you get back up here, just give us the word, okay? Let us know what the name is, and let us know what he's like, all right? The way we know how to act around this.
Already way ahead of you, Big and Scorpion, all right? Already ahead of you.
How are you ahead of me? How are you ahead of me? No one's met the guy.
I know all about him, okay? I already know. His name is... Shakespeare.
Okay.
Billy Shakespeare.
Billy Shakespeare. His name is not Billy Shakespeare, Tyler. It's not his name. Okay?
Okay.
What do you mean? His name is
It doesn't matter. His name is Billy Shakespeare.
It is.
Pick and scroll, Bane.
It
doesn't
is.
Matter. All right?
It does matter, though. He does.
I didn't get to do my intro to the show.
So do it.
I'll do it for you.
No,
well,
don't you do it.
Welcome to No Host Bar with Tyler.
Stop.
Danger. Shoot.
And that's why you don't do it, okay? All right? It goes like this. And frankly, I feel like we should have just stopped recording.
Maybe.
Okay, until we got the monitor thing figured out.
Maybe.
And then we could have started. But here it is, people. Here it is. Welcome to No Holds Barred with Bill Benis, where I'm the host, Bill Benis, an 18-year veteran taking the last 16 years off. Joining me, as always, the man with the most delicate, soft baby hands in the world.
Okay. All right.
Big with a very soft brain.
Okay. Right. That's not okay.
Big and a skull laugh. Big and a skull bane.
Don't laugh at that.
How are you doing today?
I'm not good. I'm not good now. I was good because I thought I was doing a nice thing for Tyler. Okay. But it, now... You're sitting there saying I have a soft brain. I've got a rock hard brain, Bill. Rock hard. Okay? My brain is solid.
Your brain shouldn't be rock hard, Bane. I'd say that means it's dried up and probably useless.
Well, it just... Yes,
you got a rock hard brain, bigger than Scorbane.
No, it's not. It was a figure of speech,
brain
okay?
I can't see over the monitors. I can't make eye contact. I like to make eye contact.
Well... Tyler, it's just going to be one of those things where you're going to have to make a decision here. Would you rather make awkward, uncomfortable eye contact with me while you're asking about my rock-hard brain? Or would you rather keep an eye on the security cameras, okay? To make sure nothing foul's happening here at Moonlight Studios.
I mean, I think I could probably do both. I think I could watch the cameras and make uncomfortable eye contact with you, all right? But I need a better chair.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna need a better chair. Okay, if this is all gonna work.
If I get you a better chair, I'm gonna have to get Bill a better chair. And if I get Bill a better chair, Zelly's gonna want a better chair. And if Zelly gets a better chair, then that means I'm gonna have to splurge and get me one because we have to have a matching set for the studio. I can't just go and get you a better chair, Tyler.
So let me get this straight, Big and a Skull Bane. You're not gonna get him a better chair because you don't want to get me one. Okay, is that how petty you're being right now? All because I won a match against you.
No,
that was years ago. It's Skull Bane. Let it go.
It is strictly about the finance. Okay, we can't afford a chair for this entire room. Okay, Because think about it. If I get this one, then if I get this room taken care of with chairs, that means, you know, Studio B, Studio C, they're all going to have to get new chairs. All right? And then it's a slippery slope, Bill. Then oh, shoot. We got new chairs, but now we have these old tables. Let's get new tables. Oh, crap. We need new carpet. Oh, crap. You know, we need better insulation in the walls. Oh, crap. We need new walls because we tore them down because we replaced the insulation. Like, it never ends, Bill. Okay? It'll never end. It's a slippery slope. I don't think it is. All because Tyler wants to sit up a little higher?
Exactly.
I'll tell you what, Tyler.
Yeah.
Let's go down to Mama Mariana's, and I'll get you a booster seat, okay?
They have those
for the little toddlers, all right? I'll put that in your chair that way you can sit up a little bit higher. How does that sound?
You shouldn't suggest stealing from Mama Mariana's, big and a score, Bane. I'm already in debt to them for dine and dashing, okay? If they get word that you're going to go there and steal one of the booster seats, it's going to be an all-out war between No Holds Barred and Mama Mariana's. And frankly, I like going there, okay?
If we go to war with Mama Mariana's, Big and a Score Bait, I am blaming you for it.
Okay. All right.
I love Mama Mariana's.
Okay.
How dare you even suggest stealing from them? Tensions are already high between Bill and Mama Mariana, okay? Don't you dare make things more difficult on our relationship with them.
It doesn't have to be Mama Mariana's, but we still need a booster seat or some way to put him up a little bit higher so he can make awkward eye contact with everybody to make Tyler happy. Okay? We got to figure out something.
What if we go to, you know, Tommy's Steakhouse?
You want to go steal a booster seat from Tommy's Steakhouse?
I'm not listening. Can't hear you talk about crime.
Hey, Tyler.
Don't talk about crime.
Tyler, we're doing this for you, Tyler.
Seriously.
All right? So zip your leg.
Are you still committing a crime, Bill? And I'm going to have to handle things if you commit crimes.
Okay, but here's something to think about, Tyler. Is it really a crime for us to help you prevent crime? In a more efficient manner? Is it a crime to prevent crime? Because that's kind of what we're doing. I mean, if we steal, you know, the gun from a serial killer, is it really a crime? Is it really theft? Or is it preventing more murders? I mean, that's something to think about, Tyler.
That's pretty solid
while we're talking
reasoning.
About this.
Okay, I mean, that's okay. Pretty sound logic.
Okay,
just
let me think. So if you steal the booster seat so I can sit in the chair a little bit higher, I'll be able to prevent the crimes from happening in Moonlight Studios a little bit more efficiently because I can look at that while also making a very uncomfortable eye contact with you. Is that what we're saying? Is that preventing more crimes, awkward eye contact with the booster seat that came from a restaurant. Is that what we're doing? Yes.
Precisely.
Yes, that's what we're doing.
Yep, that's it. That's the thing.
Well, okay, then. Should we at least get tacos before we go do that? Because I'm kind of famished.
Yes, we should. We'll go eat tacos and Umberto's, and then we'll go to Tommy's Steakhouse. That booster seat, and we'll be back. We'll do that. How's that sound?
I think now that it all makes sense, I think I like it. I think I'm a fan.
Okay then. Hey, Zelly Pants.
Don't call me that.
Okay. Zell.
Yes.
Can you take us a break?
Sure.
Sweet cheeks.
Bill. Not in public.
I'm just teasing you, Zelly. Just teasing you.
All right, let's go to break.
Hey, everybody. Bill Benis here, inviting you to check out our good friends over at the Panda Chef. They don't give a shoot about your health, and why should they? I mean, it's sugar chicken, you know? I mean, it's just marinated in a bunch of differently flavored sugar sauces. I mean, who went there thinking they were going to have a healthy meal? Nobody, okay? You don't go there for your health. You go there because it's dadgum tasty, all right? So go down there to Panda Chef, get you whatever flavor of that chicken you want, and then get you some egg rolls. They got some dadgum good egg rolls, okay? They put a little beef in there. Dadgum, they're good, okay? You also get a fortune cookie. Sometimes the fortune's missing, but hey, who cares? Because the cookies are pretty bland. Oh yeah, also in part by Wreck My Podcast, okay? If you want to get wrecked, that's up to you. If you don't want to get wrecked, check out Wreck My Podcast. They talk all kinds of fun stuff, okay? Lots of stuff. I think they're still on hiatus. But go check them out anyway. All right, that's that. Welcome back to No Holds Barred with Bill Benis, where I'm the host, Bill Benis, an 18-year veteran taking the last 16 years off. Tyler, can you see now? Can you see everything? Can you see the screens? Can you see us? Can you see everything you want to see?
Yeah, but there's one problem, Bill. I'm a little too big for this person to see, okay? The two things that are supposed to go around your hips are kind of punching me in the butt cheeks, and it's hard for me to find a comfortable spot.
Okay, well, what? Hey, did you try turning the booster seat upside down?
That's not how you sit in a booster seat.
Okay, but the bottom of it is flat. So you could turn it upside down. It would still be perfect on the chair, but you would sit on a flat surface.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see how you didn't figure that out immediately.
Well, I'm sorry, guys. I guess I didn't go to, you know, booster seat college and study booster seats, okay? It never crossed my mind that I would need to become an expert in booster seats, all right? Never even thought about it.
Okay, but that you don't have to be an expert. There's no being an expert in booster seats, man. It's just you either sit in there or you don't.
Hey, Bane. I found out the guy's name downstairs, by the way.
Oh. What's his name?
His name is Sebastian.
Sebastian? I've never heard that name in real life. I know of the lobster, Sebastian, okay? Or the crab. Is he a crab? Is he a crab or a lobster? Bill, what in God's name are you even talking about, Bane? What crab or lobster? What crab or lobster do you know named Sebastian?
Have you never seen The Little Mermaid?
Mermaids aren't real, big underscore Bane. All right? Get over yourself. If you want to talk about some real things, let's talk about trolls.
Again with the dadgum trolls. No, they're not real, Tyler. They're also fake. Imaginary. All right?
Hey, no.
Where do you get this from?
Hey. Trolls are very real, Bill. It's just that I've got a handle on the troll problem here at Parts Unknown.
See? Right.
Got a handle on it.
I told you, Bill.
No, you didn't tell me nothing.
That's why he's a great CEO.
You didn't tell me anything,
however, if you were CEO, you would be referred to as CEO. He's not doing a good job.
Don't look at me.
You've just been Tylered.
You got Tylered.
Yeah, I guess so.
Face.
Okay. So we got a guy named Sebastian working. Who hired the guy?
You know who hired him, Bill. Okay, let's not talk about who hired him.
What does that mean? Who else would hire him besides me or you, Zelly?
Let me do my powers of deduction here. 1, 2, 3, 4. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 4 people here, okay? Including me. We got Jennifer downstairs, old Seabass downstairs at the reception. And then we got, that's it, so 6 people. If he didn't hire himself, Jennifer's too busy working on her Handmaid's Tale. I didn't hire him. Ben, you said you didn't hire him. Zelly didn't hire him. So that leaves... Did you hire the guy? Did you give the guy a job here at Moonlight Studios? Is it... Is he Bane, does he have the authority to hire people?
No.
Is he allowed to do that?
Nope. He is not allowed to do that at all. Bill, did you hire the guy?
Well, I mean, to be fair, we did need a new intern. Okay.
Okay, but you don't get to hire people. That's either me or Zelly. She's the manager. She's the general manager over this facility. You're just a guy who's going weekly right now, okay? Well, you're not even under contract.
I mean, I'm a little bit more than that, though, beginner Scorbane.
What is that? Tyler, what are you doing?
I'm getting rid of this stupid booster seat. It hurts, okay? It hurts my butt cheeks.
You realize how much we risked?
And I don't like it.
Okay, that's fine. But do you know how much we risked to get that? Okay? We risked going to war with Tommy Steakhouse, okay? Tommy's an ex-pro wrestler, all right?
I'm an ex-pro. I used to wrestle. I mean, I'm an 18-year veteran. What do you think the veteran's for? We're going to score Bane? An 18-year veteran. What do you think that means? What do you think it stands for? Pro wrestler. I got years on Tommy. Tommy just couldn't cut the mustard, okay? That's why he went to cutting steaks. All right? You understood that, Zelly.
I understood, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't change the fact that booster seat does not work.
Okay.
Okay? I need a new chair. I want to get lumbar support. One that can have the hydraulics in it that'll raise me up, lift me up when I'm feeling down. You understand me, Bigger Scorbane?
What are you talking? So you want like an emotional support chair or something? What are you talking about? Are you talking metaphorically or do you mean literally? You need a hydraulic system in it.
Preferably both. I would like an emotional support chair that will literally lift me up. Okay? And also one that will tell me nice things. In my ears. I've seen those chairs that have the speakers in them. That's what I want, Bane.
Can we get back to the matter at hand?
This is the matter at hand, Bill. This is the matter at hand. Because Tyler wants a chair. This sounds like a custom-made chair that he's talking about. Okay? Yes, they make chairs that have the little hydraulic lifts in them where you can lift them up higher. Yes, they have chairs with speakers in them. I mean, what else do you want, Tyler? Do you want a chair that reclines? Huh? Do you want a vibrating, reclining chair that says nice things to you as it literally hydraulically lifts you up? What do you want? Do you want it to be self-driving? Huh? Do you want it to bring you food, Tyler? Do you want it to go to the bathroom for you, Tyler? What do you want? What all do you want from this special magic chair from Wonderland? Huh?
Hey.
God.
If you find a chair like that, God bless you. Yeah. I mean, that'd be a good Christmas present. I'm just saying.
I don't think we can find a chair like that, Tyler. Okay? I think what we got right now might just have to do you. Okay? And you just gonna have to deal with it for a little while. Okay? Because Big and Skull Bane's right, the finances aren't there yet. All right, at the moment we've spent a lot on different things, improvements around the studio, not just this location, other locations too. Okay, Tyler. So at the moment we can't get your new chair. Okay, you're just gonna have to make do.
Why are you talking? Right? Why are you talking like that? There's no we here. It's just me. Okay.
I mean,
I'm saying we can't get a chair.
Sure,
I'm telling
yeah, but,
Tyler.
But I get it, yeah.
Bill, but that we can't get a chair for him.
Right, but
why are you saying? Why are you talking like that?
Well, because
why are the words that are coming out of your mouth coming out like that?
Well, the reason is
guys, it's time to wrap it up. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Let's wrap up the show.
Yep. Let's wrap it up.
I can't wrap anything up because I can't see anything other than two screens in front of my face. And this has been boring, guys. There's literally nothing has happened. All right.
Yeah.
I thought this was going to be exciting.
I mean, do you think security work is just nonstop action? Okay. It's not. 99% of it is just sitting, doing nothing, because there's nothing to do, because there's nothing happening. that needs a security guard. So, I mean, yeah, that's basically, you just keep an eye on the screens, okay? It's, I got that as a gift for you, man. That's like a like an attaboy for beating the crap out of Ricky the Roper Rex, okay? That was it.
How's Ricky doing, by the way, Bill?
Oh, yeah, not good. He's still in the hospital. He's got a broken face, like the entire face. I mean, it's wrecked. You know, he's living up to that last name. I'll tell you that much, because his face is a wreck. Hopefully he pulls through, though. You know, hopefully. We'll see. Here's what it is. Yeah, I mean, good job, Tyler, I guess.
Hey.
Went a little overboard.
Hey.
But, you know, whatever.
When the job calls for excessive force, that's what I give. I go above and beyond with the excessive force. don't test these weapons of mass destruction, otherwise known as my fists. All right.
You should be like Bill and give names to your fists.
No, let's not do that.
You have names for your fists?
I mean, yeah, but barely. It's,
what do you call them?
It's Oscar Applebaum, John Carrington. Listen, we gotta move on. Okay.
I'm sorry. You call them Oscar Applebaum and John Carrington? you couldn't call them, you know, something cool?
Okay. Like, no, those names are cool. For one,
I don't know, off the top of my head, Fire and Desire, or you know, Curds and Whey. Like, come on, Oscar Applebaum and John Carrington. What is that? Who are those guys?
Oscar Applebaum, okay, once fought off 30 men at one time, all right? Just knocked every single one of them square in the mouth, all right? John Carrington, one of the toughest son of a guns to ever walk the face of the earth, all right? Let's not act like those aren't cool names for fists, all right? And you want to talk about your Curds and Whey, all right? You put up Curds and Whey against Oscar Applebaum, John Carrington, any day of the week, and Curds and Whey will be needing to pray because they're gonna get hurt. They're gonna get hurt real bad.
You step to Curds and Whey, and Curds and Whey are gonna have their way. All right, don't ever disrespect Curds and Whey again like that.
I like the name Curds and Whey for your fists, Tyler.
I like it too.
You know what you should do? You should get it tattooed on your fingers. One that says curd and one that says whey. I just think that would be bad to the bone, okay?
Yeah. Bad. I'll think about it.
All right, Silly, please, for the love of God, can you hit that thing?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for tuning in to another whatever edition of No Holds Barred with Bill Benis. I'm the host, Bill Benis, an 18-year veteran, taking the last 16 years off. And what are we even doing this for anymore? I mean, I haven't even tried to get the contracts back. We just keep going off the rails here. Whatever. Big and Score Bane, say bye to the people. Bye, everybody. Tyler, why don't you put Curds and Whey down and say bye to the people?
Don't tell Curds and Whey what to do.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
See you later, everybody.
Okay. Zelly, would you like to say bye to the people?
Bye, everyone.
Okay. Until next time. Guess I will, see you down the road.
Okay, if we can't do the chair thing, can we at least do smaller monitors? Maybe like the size of your phone? Can we just get a couple of phones that play the monitors?
Tyler, I can't. I got you those. I mean, that was like the last little bit of extra cash we had in the budget, okay, man? Like, I can't.
You could just return them. Okay, just return them, get the money back, and then buy some smaller monitors.
You could do that.
Why can't you guys just appreciate what you have, huh?
I mean, this is just in the last 6 months, this has turned into a state-of-the-art facility. And you're nitpicking. They're monitors, man. Like, just, you don't need to make awkward eye contact with us every single time.
Maybe I want to make awkward eye contact with you, Bane. Maybe I want to just look deep into your eye holes. Huh? Maybe I want to just look real deep into there, babe. See, it doesn't have the same effect. With the monitor, all right. We gotta get rid of these monitors. All right.
They'll be gone. They'll be gone next week. They'll be gone. Whatever. Bad idea by me.
You got a rock hard brain, bigger than a scorpion? Huh? Your brain a little too. I can't see over the monitors. I can't make eye contact. I like to make eye contact.
Welcome back to No Holds Barred with Bill Venus, where I'm the host, Bill Venus, an 18-year veteran taking the last 16 years off. Tyler, can you see now? Can you see everything? Can you see the screens? Can you see us? Can you see everything you want to see?
Yeah, but there's one problem. I think I'm a little too big for this booster seat, okay? The two things that are supposed to go around your hips kind of punching me in the butt cheeks.